Leo, this new moon in Cancer for you is about finishing up cycles and getting ready to expose either a project or just a brand new version of yourself come your season later on this month. So this new moon is taking place in the 12th house of working behind the scenes. It's called the House of Undoing. And how interesting that a lot of what this new moon represents is that we cannot carry past baggage with us into this new chapter. So, this definitely manifests for you in relationships. This is a turning point for you in relationships. How do you leave the baggage behind? Do you leave it by ending the relationship, or do you leave it by being constructive and reinforcing the relationship by, for instance, asking for help? So this can definitely manifest in something like couples therapy, or, you know, you get a coach for you and your partner. Because look, the cosmic lovers, both Venus and Mars, are in your sign. They're in that first house. You want to love. You want to be in relationship. You want to do things differently. But that Cancer energy weighs heavily. Cancer energy has the tendency to hold on to a lot of grief, a lot of resentment. And here you are, detached from that to a point where you recognize that that's what you can tend to do sometimes, but that you no longer want to be weighed down by that. So what do you do about it? So for a lot of people, they're in this space where, okay, I know what I want. I know that I'm happier than I've ever been. It's a little different. It's a little uncomfortable. And I don't really know where to go. For you, this is most likely manifesting in relationships. And this is asking you to talk to your internal adult and see what the internal adult wants to do. And chances are that the internal adult wants to approach this relationship or any other relationship in life differently than you ever have before. So with that said, understand that Venus and Mars in Leo are starting a 2-year cycle that will end 2 years from now, so in 2023. This means that whatever it is that you start right now is going to really finalize in 2 years. And not that it's going to take 2 years for you and your partner, for instance, to finally be good. No. What I mean is that 2 years from now, if this is manifesting in a relationship, you and your partner are going to look back and say, I'm glad we did that 2 years ago. The potential for that is there. Now, if this has to do with a creative endeavor, with a project, with your business, this is exciting. This is very exciting because Uranus, the planet of innovativeness, the planet liberating you to express yourself however you wish, is transiting that 10th house of career. So this is asking you to, especially you, to lean into what rings true to your heart and to really play and try new things and see what sticks. You are the sign of creativity. And so you have the wherewithal you have the confidence. You teach the rest of us to have the confidence to try something new. And if it works, great. And if it doesn't, then it simply doesn't. Okay. Also understand that Pisces, it's in your 8th house of intimate relationships, what happens behind closed doors with an intimate partner, and depth psychology. This is why I think that this new moon in Cancer for you has much more to do with a partnership or family and creating a new sense of home, but more so because you have to present yourself differently. And it's okay, Leo. This doesn't mean that you're giving anything up. What this means is that you're evolving and that you're putting yourself in a position to show all of the love that Leo is meant to give. New moon blessings, my love.